It's Northwest News on KNKX. 2018 is the year of the bird. The Audubon Society is celebrating the centennial of what it calls the most important federal bird protection law ever passed. But the group says local climate policies, including ones still in play in Washington State, are just as important to their future. More from 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Audubon is taking 2018 to celebrate the importance of birds in people's lives and their role in ecosystems. Each month, people all over the country are doing something, like growing native plants, to help support their feathered friends. Audubon's national president, David Yarnold, says the 100-year-old Migratory Bird Treaty Act at the heart of all this requires industries to prevent accidental killing of birds.
A great example of that is waste pits in oil drilling sites. Because of the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, those are covered so that birds don't mistake them for ponds when they're migrating, and that law is now under threat.
A directive from the Interior Department in late December gutted the law. Audubon is fighting that, but at the same time, the organization has honed in on climate change as a priority. Yarnold says nearly half of all bird species in North America could lose more than half of their habitat by 2080 because of rising temperatures.
Including 198 species in Washington alone. So there are iconic birds like the bald eagle. There are birds that are close to people's hearts everywhere in the country that are threatened by climate change.
So, in the absence of federal action, Audubon is supporting policies that address climate change on the state level. In Washington, it's been a steadfast supporter of proposals to reduce carbon pollution by putting a price on it. The latest carbon tax put forward by Governor Inslee just failed in Olympia, but Yarnold says there's still an important bill in play, the one that would replace fossil fuels with 100% renewables by 2045. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.